Nyakoda Juakamundit, one of the authors who wrote a story called Here, Chickens Are Not Vegetarians, says on December 21, 2013, she and other relatives fled Juba for the Upper Nile State capital Malakal after a war broke out in the capital Juba between soldiers allied to President Salva Kiir and those allied to his deputy Riek Machar. Mundit says within 2 days, the fighting spread to Malakal town, at which time the group sought shelter at UN Peacekeepers compound. Mundit says on the way to the compound, she saw several bodies on the ground while chickens and dogs were eating them. Mundit says she saw an elderly woman who was so exhausted that she could barely walk and later fell down and died in front of her.
She got so exhausted that she had to meet literally her creator in the most unfortunate and in the most unforgettable way. That maybe there's no formula to how we die, maybe, but at least there should be decency as to when we experience our last breath. So that experience of that old lady, I can't say I'm well, because I'm hurt. I'm in pain. I can say more or less traumatized in terms of how do you handle such a heavy burden.
Mundit says she is traumatized by the memory of the elderly woman because she couldn't do much to rescue her since everyone was running for safety. Mundit says she cannot imagine what happened to the old woman's body after the group she was in continued on with their journey.
Somehow you have to find an anonymous level of strength. You see, because I was equally tired, you know, I was equally exhausted, I was equally frustrated. All that stuff happened, but I still found time to sit around this old lady, hoping her family would come back, see? And I didn't cry when I was with her, funny how. So you see, that was because there was no time to actually shed a tear. Because there was no time to mourn, there was no time to feel, you know. But now I can cry when I talk about this, because I now have the time to say, oh my God, what happened was actually sad.
Lulu Kidin, who wrote a poem entitled Pure Cotton, which talks about a ceasefire, says during the war, whenever a group won a battle, they would often fire gunshots into the air as a form of celebration. Something she says instills fear in civilians who do not know what is happening. She says the stray bullets from celebratory gunfire could also randomly kill people. Kiden says she wrote the poem Pure Cotton because people often talk about a cessation of hostilities, but the warring parties continue to fight each other anyway.
Writing this for me is to say, hey, what's the point of saying we have ceased fire or we are ceasing to be hostile, and yet people are still experiencing the consequences of gunshots, of criminals owning guns. The gun is something that holds a lot of power. But in South Sudan, most of the people holding guns do not know the kind of power they hold, and they are misusing it. They're using it to instill fear, to rob people of their rights, to kill them. And yet this is something that's supposed to help just protect us. So my hope is that a real ceasing of fire will happen.
Dominic Kangu is the media relations officer at Oxfam South Sudan, which funded the book. Kangu says Oxfam found it important to bring women together to tell the stories because in a patriarchal setting like South Sudan, women are often not given voices in the community.
Oxfam is trying to showcase that women can lead. Women can be role models. Women have a voice. Women contribute equally to the development of the country. But although some people don't see that way. So, but at Oxfam, we believe that together, men and women, girls and boys, can form a better society. Because if we only empower boys and we don't empower girls, we are still doing injustice to our community.
Kangu says there are a lot of stories that go undocumented, while the few that are told are often written by foreigners, something that he says needs to change so that South Sudanese are able to tell their own stories. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.